All right, at 9:41, the word came earlier this week that the Pistons have parted ways with Stan Van Gundy, and so now they're looking for a new coach, a new president of basketball operations. Matt Shook has a podcast. It's the Locked On Pistons podcast. You might remember him from the Sports Attack radio show. He covered sports locally for the Times Herald for a number of years and now has the Locked On Pistons podcast. He's on the line with us right now. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Would you have been more surprised, because this was a coach on the bubble, would you have been more surprised if the Pistons had said, okay, one more year with Van Gundy, or the fact that he was fired?
I am more surprised that he was fired, and only because it seems like the people that were around the team, the ones covering him every day, seemed to get the indication that, yeah, that he was his owner with this team, but that Stan Van Gundy was his partner, and they, over the last 4 years, have had kind of this partnership, and that and plus, $7 million is $7 million. So to pay a guy to not work for you for $7 million for 1 year is a lot of money.
Plus, there's not a ton of coaches out there available right now, or are there?
No, I mean, there's some, but yeah, some of them scooped up already. The process is already moving along for a lot of these teams that are looking for coaches. And that was probably, no matter how you feel about Stan Van Gundy being let go, that's the sticking point that we could all agree on. That's been a problem so far is that they took about 28 days since when the season ended to decide to fire Stan Van Gundy. And that just puts you behind the eight ball. We got the NBA Combine coming up in a few days here in Chicago, and teams are already moving on. David Fizdale is a big name that the New York Knicks already hired that's off the board the Pistons can't have access to right now.
And just to complicate matters, they really have two jobs to fill here because they are probably not going to have another combination president of basketball operations and coach, are they?
No. I mean, that's what you do in pro sports, right? You have the player's coach, and then you go with the coach that's got the clipboard and he's yelling at the guys at practice and all that. So they're going to go the different direction, have the very traditional structure of a president of basketball operations, a general manager, and a coach, all three separate people, and to go on from there.
There are some people saying Isaiah Thomas might be coming back to Detroit. He would be an interesting one to look at as president of basketball operations. What do you think?
I don't think so. He obviously is the greatest Piston of all time. So there's no denying that. And every time he comes back to Detroit, he gets a great ovation in the arena, as he should. And but, you know, he's had a history of bad post-playing career instances in the front offices. He kind of torpedoed the CPA, the old Continental Basketball Association, when he ran that. With the Toronto Raptors, he started them as an expansion team and didn't really get them anywhere in a few years. Ended up with the New York Knicks, had no success on the court there, really bad free agent signings, put them in a long-term problems as far as the salary cap situation, and then some embarrassment off the court with some sexual harassment situations in the workplace. So Isaiah, while a beloved Piston, and certainly should be consulted by Tom Gores and other members of the Pistons organization, the Pistons, they need a spark right now, and they don't need a lot of those other kind of problems that that could come along or have come along with Isaiah Thomas's past.
Yeah. So if you're in charge, if you have Tom Gores here, what recommendations would you make? What would you like to see happen here?
As far as the old players come up, I would look at some of those guys, and I might bring in a guy like Chauncey Billups. Yeah. Now, he's never run a team before. The former Pistons star point guard was involved in being possibly brought into the Cleveland Cavaliers organization last summer, but that didn't happen. But he's a guy who wants to run his own team, and he's interested in doing that, and he's a guy who's obviously knows Detroit and is very fond of Detroit. So, but obviously when you bring in a guy like that who has no experience on a front office, you have to have them paired with people who have run the day-to-day operations of basketball teams. And David Griffin's a guy from the old Cleveland Cavaliers as well, who won the championship in 2016 with LeBron James. If you bring him in and maybe pair him as president of basketball operations, bring Chauncey in as general manager. And my coach that I want is Mike Budenholzer, formerly of the Atlanta Hawks, coached under Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs. Bring him in. He's got a little bit of front office experience, too. Between those three, you've got minds that could be working on all the kinds of senses. And Budenholzer's known as a coach who can be innovative offensively, put together a culture defensively, and start building something long-term in the mold of what Greg Popovich has done with the Spurs.
Why didn't Van Gundy work out in Detroit?
Oh, wow, it's a great question. Part of it is that structure – that you mentioned. It's tough when a president of basketball operation is also a coach. Two different jobs. There's two different motivations every day when you go into the office. I think he saw the problems that his team had off the bench in 2016. And to Van Gundy's credit, the first 2 years with the Pistons went very well. He ascended them into the playoffs and it really maybe quicker than we thought he would 2 seasons ago. Now, they were so short, they basically had 6 players that you'd want to have on the court in a playoff game. They had all that cap space in the summer of 2016. And Stan Van Gundy, the coach, knew that they had to plug in some more talent on that bench. Now, what Stan Van Gundy, the president, wasn't able to do because he's not experienced in that role and had all that cap space is they just kind of splurged on players at a summer where the prices were too high and ended up getting unlucky in a couple situations. When you look at John Lure's injury this year, Reggie Jackson's injury these last couple years, and and then all those free agent acquisitions that they made didn't work out. When you look at Langston Galloway and John Lure and Boban Marjanovic, and like I said, you know, the injuries were a big part of it too. So there's a lot of reasons. The NBA is tough to win in as well, and it didn't work out. And I mean, when you go 2 seasons and not making the playoffs like that, and a team that you know has a couple an All Star and Andre Drummond and a couple other young players too. It's time to move on.
Yeah, the owner just got impatient, and understandably so. We're talking with Matt Shook from the Locked On Pistons podcast. Do you anticipate any player moves during the offseason?
Not really. That's kind of going to be the tough part for some of these player or the front office and coaches that they're going to be brought in because the cap space is so tight right now. They've made all these moves. They got Blake Griffin in the trade, and between Griffin and Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson, there's just not a lot of cap flexibility. Now, the question is if someone comes in, a new front office person, and says, we got to restructure this whole thing and maybe take a step backward a little bit and say, how do we make some changes? Maybe they think that the roster fit between Griffin and Drummond in the front court doesn't work. I don't think there's any way you trade Blake Griffin right now because you just brought him in a couple months ago. You're going to have to cut your losses with his big contract and figure out how to go forward. But if they think that Andre Drummond might be a piece that would get something in the trade market that could help revamp some other areas of this team, maybe get a back into the first round of the draft or something like that, that's kind of the only way forward on a potential real substantial change of this roster next year. But I really don't see that happening.
Yeah. You enjoying the podcast? You having fun doing that?
Yeah, I've been doing it since basically since right about last season started in October, growing along the ways. And, you know, Sports Attack was probably it was the only regular radio hosting that I had done, doing appearances on shows in Springfield, Missouri, and also down in the Virgin Islands as well, and here in Chicago. But, you know, as far as regular hosting, it's been fun. It's almost like, getting in the gym and doing the reps every day. It's been a good time. So when I come on to Paul Miller's show, I can actually sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, a little bit. You certainly do. Where can we find Locked On Pistons, by the way?
Yeah, so the landing page website is lockedonpistons.com, and we're on all – so you can actually listen on your browser from that website, but we're on all podcast platforms. iTunes is the most popular one, and that's where people find us, mostly subscribe there. We were on Google Play or on Amazon Alexa. My dad – every morning, he's got the Amazon Alexa right there. He says, play Locked On Pistons, latest episode. Boom, it's done. And I'm back in my parents' house like I was growing up. And then we're actually on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, too. And you can find us on there.
All right, yeah. Alexa's the best. She'll find you. No doubt about it. Matt, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon because it's going to be an interesting summer to watch what goes on with the Pistons.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm actually moving back to Michigan this summer, so
fantastic.
I'll be around.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you. Matt, take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Paul. Have a good one.
You too. Bye now.